Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And immediately in the calendar, yes, very immediately, on the 25th of February, which is when this show is airing right now, even as we speak. This evening, We Banjo 3 from Galway doing Celticrass, is what they call it. Call themselves the Irish Punch Brothers, and they will be at the Edmund Arts Center there in Edmonds, Washington. Don't have any more information on that, but you can look it up. You can drive by. I'm sure there's a big marquee out there. Edmonds is a nice little town. It's where my mom lived for a while. She went to Edmonds Community College. I used to have friends there, but I think they all left. Tomorrow, We Banjo 3 will be in Bellingham at the Mount Baker Theater. I'm sure these are all like 7 o'clock, 7:30 shows, the Mount Baker Theater. That one you can go on the Mount Baker Theater website. And I'm sure you can get tickets. We Banjo 3 from Galway. And they got some champion players in there. Yes, they do. Four albums out. And maybe they'll have some stock, some merchandise. Alrighty? March the 1st. March the 1st. Danu. They're going to be at the Jones Theater in Dagey Hall on the WSU campus. We're going to be hearing from them in just a second. Danu. And they're like one of the great Irish groups. They started out as one of the not-so-great Irish groups, and they got better. And they studied traditional music, and they combined traditional with some really cool things, and now it's sort of this cross-creek version, this tradition versus modern thing. Danu. And Danu means luck, and they are so good. So be sure and check out Danu, and they are at the Jones Theater in Dagey Hall on the WSU campus. March the 1st at 7:30. Get your tickets at Tickets West. 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-SEAT for Danu. All righty. And that'll be a cool show. Alrighty, March. Oh, my gosh. There's some cool stuff going on. Check this out. March the 4th, Alton is going to be at the Mark Wolfson Theater there in Spokane. That's the old Fox Theater. Alton. Boy, I wish I could see that show. Wow. And they are going to be there. And again, tickets to Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328 for Alton on March the 4th. But even before that, Jake Shubikamakuro is going to be in Spokane at the Bing Crosby Theater on March the 2nd. I just got a note on this. This must have been a hurry-up gig. And the tickets again available at Tickets West. Jake Shumikabakuro, I think is how you pronounce it. Anyway, he's going to be there with his ukulele and everything. With his five-string ukulele. All five strings. He put an extra string on there. You thought he was good? He is good, but he put an extra string on there. So if you want to play your ukulele like Jake, and you try and do the My Dog Has Fleas thing, and you only have four strings, you're gonna have a little bit of trouble. Alrighty, but anyway, he's gonna be on March the 2nd at the Bing Crosby Theater. So that'll be a fun gig. Alright, moving on up. March the 17th, St. Paddy's Day, lots of stuff going on. I will be in Lewiston, and I need to find out the name of the cafe that I'm at. And it's like a dinner thing. It's like 6 to 9, 7 to 10, right in there. It's a beer and wine place, no whiskey. We'll get done early and we can start doing some of that stuff. Alrighty, so that's in March. On March the 17th and Paddy's Day. March the 11th, I will be in George, Washington at the George Community Center. And they do such cool things for their town there. That's an old pledge drive pledge that I need to redeem. And so I will be at the George Community Center there on March the 11th. And on March the 18th, I'll be doing the Tumbleweed Benefit in the Tri-Cities on March the 18th at the Unitarian Universalist Church. And I'm just trying to figure out who the guest will be. Maybe you'll just have to bring all of you up and we can all sing This Land Is Your Land. Alrighty? So that's how that goes. So that's cool stuff. So I've got some nice gigs, especially I'm looking forward to that one in George, which is such a neat little town. And those folks that run that are such neat people. George Washington. And then of course, the Tri-Cities is always fun. Tri-Cities, that Three Rivers Folk Life Society, you know, they just work so hard. So you got to be at that Tumbleweed Benefit. If nothing else, just to acknowledge the work that the Three Rivers folks do. The Three Rivers folks do a lot of cool stuff. All righty. Where are we at here? We're going to listen to a little Danu, since they're going to be here. We played this earlier, about a month ago. I just love this version of Farewell Angelina, Dylan's song from Danu.
Farewell Angelina, the bells of the crown have been stolen by bandits. I must follow the sound. The triangle tingles and the trumpets play slow. My farewell, Angelina, the sky is on fire, and I must go. There's no need for anger, there's no need for blame. There's nothing to prove, everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea. The sky is trembling and I must leave. The jack and the queen have forsaken the courtyard, and 52 gypsies now file past the guards. In the space where the dukes and the ace once ran wild, Angelina, the sky is falling. I'll see you in a while. See the cross-eyed pirates sit perched in the sun, shooting tin cans with a sword of shotgun. And the neighbors, they clap and they chew with each blast. The sky is changing color, and I must leave while the makeup man's hands shut the eyes of the dead, not to embarrass anyone. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is embarrassed, and I must be gone. The machine guns are roaring and puppets he runs.
swimmers churn, the lovers burn. Peace play, the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Sweet may the fiddle sound, the banjo play, the old hoedown. Dancers swinging round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
To Pete Seeger from your banjo, June 20th, 2016. Dear Pete, it is amazing we spent 65 years together and you never gave me a personal name. Everybody calls me Banjo, but you and I, we had a special relationship. You beat on me, picked on me, moved your long thin fingers up and down my neck, stopping with one finger, two fingers, three fingers, four fingers, tickling me when you weren't pounding on me. You put me in a case and you zipped it up. You flung me over your shoulder like a woman carrying a purse. You made me your third arm, but you never gave me a name. Phoebe had Lucille, Roy had Trigger. You wrote a slogan on me, but you never gave me a name. Yeah, I know there were others. You've had gourd banjos and banjos with squirrel hide. You've had banjos given to you, thrown at you, made for you. But I was the real one. You always came back to me. No apology. You just unzipped the case, pulled me out and started plucking, playing, banging, assaulting me with metal finger picks, embracing me with naked fingers. You wrote love songs and peace songs, and you wanted the world to go well. Well, here's what I saw while you held me in your long, lanky arms. I saw your Adam's apple move up and down faster than the needle on a sewing machine. I saw your beard get long and short and gray and white. I saw the fire crackle when you sat in front of it making me dance along with the music in your head. I saw enthralled audiences at the Newport Folk Festival in Carnegie Hall and endless dirt piles in your backyard. I was there when you played the same five notes over and over and over again, maybe 1,000 times. Hey, did you count to 1,000 or did I just lose count? I was there when you stopped playing those notes, but then you played them again with other notes. You hung me on the wall when you testified before the House Un-American Activities Committee. But I was home waiting for you when you came home, defiant and strong, exhausted and confused, and most importantly, more American than you had ever been. I saw more than most people ever saw, except your wife Toshi. I also saw Toshi while she watched you, listening, ready to critique, ready to take one of those long arms around her short, powerful arm and walk that lonesome valley by yourselves together. Sometimes I saw you more than Toshi did as you schlepped me all over the country singing to whoever would listen in schools and libraries and summer camps and labor halls. Those people saw me, but I saw them. And their sounds bounced right off my head and back to them and up to you, and it made a symphony of sound that can only be heard in the moment. I was there, freezing in that little cabin you had all your friends build in the summer times. What were you thinking? You know, you weren't the first back to the land hippie out there, but it was nice of you to play me while your friends built your house. Yes, you did put me down and help. I was there when you dreamed your dreams and sailed your boat and screamed at Bob Dylan and sang with Bruce Springsteen. And now, where are you, Pete? Nobody really knows what to do with me anymore, and I still don't have a name. Still loyal. Your Banjo. May the streams flow, blue above, green below, when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
That was a really cool letter that Kathy Fink composed from Pete Seeger's banjo to Pete Seeger. Where are you, Pete? Pete's music just hangs on. And Pete did so much of other people's music as well, and old folk songs, and And that's where it's at. But Pete's Banjo does need a name. I don't name my guitars either. Maybe I should name my guitars after the people that mean something to me in my life. And maybe name that one guitar, that one just scuzzy guitar, after the one person that I really couldn't stand, but I had to be nice to all my life. Maybe do that. It's a way to get my aggressions out. Naming your instruments. A lot of people do that. And there you go. All righty, Danu. We heard their version of Farewell Angelina. Wonderful version of Bob Dylan's Sing. Same album. This is the album. This is their fourth album. And Danu's going to be at the Jones Theater there in Dagge Hall on March the 1st. So call Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328. And you can see one of the very best Irish groups ever, ever, ever. Danu. Danu, we got three songs in a row, three sets in a row from Danu. Goes like this. Here we go.
Nefeken glinu inna kelish haulus grufaun rudbosa Akvardis kakil for emmagnen da baken in teke chumonta Vikalin da sogir in valilam Ishi akvin ach lapun tukora Akdam perlin a kushis an hatere Ki apis kurev shi kumonta Sposa da balam na baken e balam na baken den posa Shagog me kanel kakan aridit izrata ta kumonta Nirav bali sefrosh chakan khalin fisheshir imal nuhoka Rishkya maha khalta terha khilis kuradur kumonka Toh khwasa la sahunga kakik Agus ragus kuy funta memfoka Marhaulis kudan sudi yon kalima Na bekhirin vo kumonta Sposa da balam na bakin e balam na bakin an posa Che ghoq mekan elta kan arigat sisrada ta kumonta
was set from Danu. They also have a live DVD out. 6 albums, 6 CDs, and 1 live DVD, Danu. And they're going to be at the Jones Theater there in Dagge Hall on the WSU campus next Wednesday, March the 1st. And that will be, I believe, a 7:30 concert. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, to see Danu. Stellar stuff, man. That they used to have an Inland pipe player with them. I don't think he's with them anymore, but they have great fiddle, a wonderful accordion box, and an amazing guitar and bouzouki player. Oh my God, who's worked with people like Emily Smith and Julie Fallis and all those. And he's amazing, a good singer and a good flute player and a good fiddle player. Danu. 1-800-325-SEATS to get your tickets. Or if you live near a Tickets West outlet, all you got to do is just walk over and you can buy them. Save yourself a bunch of those fees that Tickets West charges. Yes, indeed, Danu. All righty. And don't you also be forgetting that We Banjo 3 will be in Edmonds tonight at the Edmonds Arts Center. We Banjo 3, the Irish Punch Brothers. And they will be in Bellingham tomorrow at Mount Baker Theater. The Mount Baker Theater, which is a wonderful, wonderful room. My goodness me. Okay, where are we at here? Peta Brown, Greg Brown's kid, yes indeed.
If wishes were horses, I would ride down to the river where the water is white. 'Cause a knife for knife just leaves blood on the ground. Someday it'll be the other way around. Someday it'll be the other way around. I'm getting
voice that's calling you from your own mind.
No telling what any cloud may have. Oh, I get this feeling. sleepy golden star. Many love before us, I know we're not new, but in city and in forests they love like me and you. Now it's come the distances and both of us must try. Your eyes fill with sorrow, hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. And all my love goes with you as your love stays with me. Just the way life changes, like the shoreline of the sea. Let's not talk of love or change or things we can't untie. Your eyes fill with sorrow, hey, that's no way.
Laura Love from one of her very first albums, Pangea. She had two on this particular label. And then she went to Mercury and had two more. And then she went to Rounder and hung out on Rounder's subsidiary label, Zoe Records, for a while. And then she started doing her own label stuff. I haven't heard a Laura Love recording, actually, since for quite a few years. The last one I have, and I'm sure there are more out there, was one amazing one she did with Orville Johnson. She did a collaboration with Joe Miller from Ranch Romance, and that's a pretty cool album as well. And from there, I think that's how she met Orville Johnson, maybe. Now she lives in Twisp, Laura Love does, but she still comes out and does some gigs, and she's kind of sort of semi-reclusive living out there in Twisp. But she is amazing, and she has very, very deep feelings about the state of the world, and sometimes she gets all riled up, and then she gets herself back on track, and she just keeps moving forward. And her story is an interesting story. And Laura Love is worth looking at still by a long shot, more than most. Laura Love, how about that? Here's Mr. Doc Watson, Doc and Richard Watson, a grandson. Here we go. Oops, not that one. You want that one.
You know, I used to hear one of the big band leaders do this old song, St. James Infirmary. He had a right nice introduction on it, I thought. I'll show you how he started his version, and then Richard and I will show you how we start ours. never smiles. My baby went and left me, and she'll be gone a long, long while. Went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard sweet baby groan. Nobody down there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone. And as I was standing there a-grieving, my heart feeling just like lead, I know that she'd soon be leaving. I was a-wishing that it was me instead. Then I went out to old Joe's bar room. Most of my friends were there, but nobody understood my trouble. I tell you, nobody seemed to care. When I got back to that St. James Infirmary, all was still as night. Sweet baby on a long, low table, she was pale and so cold and white. And when I put my hand on her pretty face, it is cold like marble stone. And I know that no woman could ever take her place. Lord, it made me feel so alone. She's gone. Bless her, wherever she might be. If she'd searched this old world over, she wouldn't have found a friend like me. Give me my box back coat and my button shoe when you've laid me down to sleep. Put these old guitar picks right up in my lapel, and fellas, set this old guitar right down by my feet. Went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard my sweet baby groan. Nobody down there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone.
Oh, Doc and Richard Watson, Doc and Third Generation Blues. Got some good stuff on it, good stuff. And we're going to wind up with a couple of cuts from the Austin Lounge Lizards. Austin Lounge Lizards have a history of being pretty dry, pretty understated humor. But they do what they do, the old Austin Lounge Lizards. And I remember introducing them back at the old Bluegrass Festival in Sandpoint there, and introducing the Austin Lounge Lizards when they first started coming out, and then they got to be big stars. It ain't going to rain no more. It ain't. Austin Lounge Lizards tell us that. So it should stop during this song. Are we ready?
My ukulele, well, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't gonna rain no more? No, it ain't gonna rain and it ain't gonna snow and it ain't gonna rain no more. How in the hell can I stop that smell if it ain't gonna rain no more? Outside the door, out in the rain and sleet. Old man stood outside the door and his shoes was full of feet. Well, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't gonna rain no more? No, it ain't gonna rain and it ain't gonna snow and it ain't gonna rain no more. How the hell can I stop that smell if it ain't gonna rain no more? Maybe bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. No, there ain't no flies on me. Ain't no flies on me. Maybe flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. No, there ain't no drugs on me. Ain't no drugs on me. Maybe drugs on some of you thugs, but there ain't no drugs on me. If it ain't gonna rain no more, no, it ain't gonna rain and it ain't gonna snow and it ain't gonna rain no more. How the hell could I stop that smell if it ain't gonna rain no more? No, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more, it ain't gonna rain no more. How in the devil can I wash my navel if it ain't gonna rain no more?
Ooh, when my time on earth is over, if I should fly to that sweet home of the angels up above, to all my earthly pleasures I will bid goodbye, but I'll miss that gospel bluegrass that I love. So gather round and raise your blessed voices and enjoy that gospel bluegrass while you live. It's hard to find a banjo player up in heaven. There's some things even Jesus won't forgive. And bells awaiting in heaven, I'll hear Gabriel's trumpet blow. But I am reassured to know that Satan has lots of work for banjo players down below. Voices and enjoy that gospel bluegrass while you live. It's hard to find a banjo player up in heaven. There's some things even Jesus won't forgive. There's some things even Jesus won't forgive.
Banjo Players in Heaven, the Austin Lounge Lizards, and before that, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more, it ain't gonna rain no more, how in the devil gonna wash my navel? It ain't gonna rain. They are so funny. But it's already understated. That a great one, a great country song called Acid Rain, Keep on Falling, Salt is My Love is Calling. I met my love all there in the acid rain. They have another one called I want to ride in the heart. The car Hank died in. They've got another one called I'm Crying Hot Tubs of Tears Over You. I Can't Eat a Bite of Tofu. Oh, they are so funny. The Austin Lounge Lizards. Yes, indeed. Just thinking back. I got to get back on track here. Austin Lounge. All righty. Don't forget tonight at the Edmonds Arts Center. Banjo, We Banjo 3 going to be there. And they will be in Bellingham at the Mount Baker Theater tomorrow night on Sunday, if you're listening on Sunday. And what cool stuff. They still have so much good music on the west side. And it's so accessible over there. My goodness. All righty. Danu, March the 1st. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. Danu will be coming to Pullman. Danu at 7:30 on March the 1st. And Jake, okay, I can never pronounce this, Shumabakura. There we go. Jake Shumabakura will be coming to the Bing Crosby Theater on the 2nd of March. And Alton on the 4th of March. What an exciting time. My gosh. And I will be in George Washington on the 11th of March. Great stuff. Great stuff. Unjung Shin doing the playlists. Doing the playlists and doing it well. And she does it come rain or shine, and she does it whether she feels good or she feels poorly. She's a real trooper, and it's been a long time, and it's getting to the point where she's easily the most efficient one ever, ever, ever. Unjung Shin, you all owe her a real debt of thanks. If you ever meet her, if you ever just see her on the street, and you'll know who she is because she lights up rooms and she does my playlists, and it's just kind of written all over her. You hunt her up and say, hey, Unjung, thanks for doing that. Email me at dsanddaniel, mahermawsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. They're yours, and they're not anybody else's. Alrighty? Okay. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back next week for a brand new edition. And until then, this show is history, and I hope you enjoyed it. But don't be thinking about it too much, because it means you're living in the past. You're an awesome bunch of people out there. We'll see you around the bend now. Bye. I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your